My name is Len Trout. I have a 1975 Hurst Olds W30, one of 600 they made that year.
Trout's parents paid $5,200 for his barely used Oldsmobile about a year after it came out.
Her name is White Lady.
It was his senior year of high school, and he has a long list of historical place markers to remember the era.
Disco, but I'm sorry, it's dead. Rock and roll, gas crisis, economy.
After marriage and two kids, he switched to more practical transportation, but never abandoned the coupe.
But I held on to it, moved it from weed-filled back fences to side yard to old 4x8 sheets of plywood in the side yard underneath her so it wouldn't get muddy and sink in the mud.
As a native Nevadan, he's been a regular fixture at Hot August Nights and a member of the Oldsmobile Club of America.
In 2011, when the Oldsmobile Club of America came here to Reno, the only time I had it judged, it scored 991 out of 1,000, and I got first place.
Trout says he wishes General Motors hadn't discontinued the Oldsmobile. Until they phased it out, it was one of the oldest American auto brands. After 40 years of constant companionship, Trout says, it would take a lot to part with his White Lady.
Would I ever sell it? That's a tough question. Everybody has their price, but you can't put a price on history.
To Trout and many of the other gearheads at Hot August Nights, his car is more than just a collectible hunk of metal. It's his partner, his friend, and personal time machine. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.